Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Friday, and Jeff Fitz, the managing editor for City View Magazine, is with us, as he is each and every week, talking about stuff to do in the metro today, tomorrow, into next week, and all kinds of stuff on the docket. City View knows what to do in the metro. Jeff, welcome back, man. Hey, last week, through the magic of radio, you were really on vacay.
That's right.
Yeah, you weren't really here with us. We had pre-recorded that.
Yep.
And did you have a good time on vacay?
Relaxing.
Yeah, relaxing. Nice, huh?
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you work any while you were?
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I get it.
What else are you going to do?
How's your beautiful daughter?
Great.
Yeah?
Good. Oh, she got cold right now.
No. Yeah. Well, wait till they go to school.
Yeah.
It's the germ factory.
The germ
factory. Oh, yeah. The germ factory, and they come home from school, and they got the sickness.
That should be a name for something.
It's called the sickness. Yeah. Our granddaughter comes home, and she's got the sickness.
Yeah.
Just
ensconced in germs.
Yeah, and then I buy extra hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
You know, everything gets wiped down. Yeah. It's just, 'tis the season, they say.
Does that hand sanitizer work?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we getting less sick?
I don't know. You know, I have a theory about that.
Yeah.
Since when I was on the farm, we get cuts and scrapes and all this kind of stuff. And I think, you get dirt in your mouth. And I think because we are so germophobic anymore, I think that's where maybe people get more sick because they don't build up an immunity to all kinds of stuff. Just me thinking, you know?
Maybe.
I think that.
It feels like something. Who knows?
Right. All right.
Well, I have a theory about that.
You have a theory?
Now that you
did. Oh, I did. Yeah.
I feel like that should be the name of something.
The sickness. What do you got? What's going on tonight?
Well.
Funny I should ask, right?
Funny you should ask. Your cheeks might get a little pink and a little rosy.
Ooh.
But so what? You can't beat the cold weather, so you might as well bundle up and enjoy it.
Sounds good.
Dig out your sweater.
Yeah.
Slap on some earmuffs.
All right.
Lounge into your long john underwear and make the most of ice skating at Brenton Skating Plaza.
You can perfect the triple Lutz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you Lutz?
No.
I can putt. Not even one Lutz?
I can putts, but I can't Lutz.
Yeah. A single Lutz. What is a Lutz?
I don't know. It's something that you're spinning up in the air and stuff, and you'd break bones.
It's different than an axle.
Yeah, right. Triple axle. Yeah, there you go. You got that.
Yeah, the skating plaza is open starting tonight.
Good.
When was the last time you ice skated?
Never.
Never?
Never.
You're a hockey fan.
I am a hockey fan. Doesn't mean I can skate. Now, I am absolutely in awe of hockey players.
Yeah.
I mean, doing the puck back and forth, getting hit, stopping on a dime, reversing course. I mean, it's fabulous to watch. Yeah.
Indeed.
I can't do it.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the Varied Industries building at the fairgrounds, the annual fall arts and crafts show.
Arts and Crafts Show out of the Varied Industries building of the great Iowa State Fairgrounds. Wonderful.
More than 300 exhibitors.
No
from
guns?
Seven states.
No guns?
Doesn't say.
Oh.
Doesn't say there won't be guns.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Doesn't say there will be.
Just checking. All right. Arts and Crafts.
That's right. Oak furniture, pottery, jewelry, clothing, floors.
Oh, yeah, everything. Yeah.
Stained glass.
More ways to part with money than what you could shake a stick at.
What's the worst purchase you've ever made?
I was just thinking about that today.
Worst use of money you've ever...
One of them is sitting right there.
Dog activity?
No, that briefcase right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got in there?
I got nothing in there.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
I got nothing in there.
I used to have a manager, I worked. He'd bring a carton of cigarettes and crossword puzzles. That was in his...
briefcase?
His briefcase.
Yeah, I've got several things. I've got a camera around here, too, a video camera.
Yeah?
I just never have used, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't have time for everything.
Amen.
You get it.
Yeah.
I need a vacay. Amen. All right. Iowa Wolves play tonight, Saturday, and Wednesday.
Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones.
Season just kicked off.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks ago. I think they're about 1-1. They've only had to play a few games.
Yeah.
New coach, Sam Newman, back. In fact, that's in this current issue of City View.
In the food issue?
No, in the... let's see, where are we on time?
We're in November. The food issue just came out.
Last issue.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be the food issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me. I try to keep up on this stuff.
See, I'm almost done with next month.
See?
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it is, the Mazagin business.
Keep track.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So they play the Agua Caliente Clippers.
You hate them.
Tonight.
Agua.
Texas Legends.
Caliente
tomorrow.
Clippers.
And the Clippers are for the Clippers farm team. Then you got the Texas Legends. That's the Mavs. And then South Bay Lakers.
Yeah, we hate them all. Hate them all.
Hate them all.
Hate them all.
Also, this weekend, Iowa State football. Did you see the game last week?
I did not see the game last
week.
No, I didn't hear about it. What was I doing? Oh, my gosh, I remember.
Huh.
It was awful. It was just awful.
You gonna elaborate, or are you just gonna leave it?
It was just
too
awful
to walk down memory lane.
It was
too painful to rehash.
Yeah, I was trying to winterize things. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's awful. So no, I didn't catch the game. I didn't talk
phenomenal
about the game.
The Clones came up short, but
yeah,
great game.
Good.
This weekend they got Texas at home.
We hate them.
Hate them. Number 22, Texas.
Yeah, even worse. Even worse. Hook 'em horns, right?
Hook 'em horns. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Hockey this weekend on Sunday and also next week on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Iowa Wild.
All right.
Take on the Chicago Wolves on Sunday and Milwaukee Admirals.
They are the worst.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Dirty, rotten scoundrels out of Milwaukee.
They're Admiral.
No, they're nothing to be admired.
I can't say that word very well.
Admiral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to work on that.
Go Iowa.
All right. I was going to sing this, but I don't think I can do it. The bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
No. Bare necessities. Don't worry about it. I don't know. What is that? It's a song?
The Jungle Book.
There you go.
You never saw The Jungle Book?
No, I never saw The Jungle Book.
You ever read The Jungle Book?
No, I never read it. I don't think.
You know nothing about The Jungle Book.
It happens in a jungle. Yeah?
The children's classic.
Okay.
The adaptation from the book and the movie is coming to the Civic Center Saturday.
Got it.
The bare necessities, the simple... Nothing?
No. Sorry. Your daughter will live it, though.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That song's catchy.
There you go.
You need to
get an earworm.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Oh, by the way, while I was on vacation, I Googled that. I don't know if you remember this. We were talked about a couple weeks ago coming to the Civic Center was something called Baby Shark.
It had
3 billion hits on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I had to look it up.
Oh, no.
And it's...
It stuck with you, didn't it?
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's catchy.
Well, I see why
it has 3 billion hits.
Yeah, did it earworm you?
It did.
Yeah, see?
Baby Shark.
I know. My bride hates that. I mean,
oh, she knows it.
Oh,
okay, so you know about this.
Oh, yeah.
Then
I
it goes, Mama Shark.
Mama Shark. Yeah, swim away. Oh, yeah, I got it down.
Daddy Shark.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa Shark.
Yeah, Grandpa Shark.
So my granddaughter and I, we were in the swimming pool not too long ago, and we did the whole thing. My bride was there, and she came unhinged, because then it sticks with her for like forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It's pretty great.
Go fish. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby Shark. We got it.
Oh, boy. All those actors, those child actors.
Yeah.
They're going to get made fun of when they're in college. Maybe they already are. I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Saturday at Hoyt Sherman.
Ask me about the Jungle Book. I ain't got no idea.
You know about Baby Shark.
Got Baby Shark down, baby.
Baby. That should be your theme song on that.
Maybe we could, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Angela Johnson.
Yeah?
Is that all I need to say?
No, you probably
ought to. Coming to Hoyt Sherman.
Oh, Hoyt Sherman. What's Angela Johnson do?
Stand-up
comedy.
And this is the title of her spiel or whatever. Not stalking.
Technically not stalking. Technically.
So I don't know what else it's about, but that sounds funny.
It does. Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson.
Hoyt Sherman. What day?
Saturday.
Got it. Okay.
Also Saturday, Fighters Ready.
Huh?
In an effort to get the nation's youth off the couch and into better health, France's Fencing Federation officially recognized lightsaber dueling as a competitive sport earlier this year.
Lightsaber dueling.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
It's in this month's City View. Check it out.
So, really? What do you know about that?
I know a lot about it.
Lightsaber dueling. Mm-hmm. So, no, wait. That, you really don't have...
They're not like they're in the movie. They're made of, I forget now, some kind of, compound.
Okay.
And they light up, but it's really just basically fencing with
lights.
With a non-sword. It hurts. They wear pads.
Got it. so this is
pretty neat, and they practice every week.
So this is like a sword.
So this will be a competition.
Right.
So it's like a sword fight except with basically a metal pipe.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, that lights up.
Nice.
But it's all on. Like, you can hit the other people, And everybody's wearing pads. They dress up. They don't really dress up as Jedis. More like one team's called Cobra Kai from the, Karate Kid. So, there's a bunch of them that do this.
Got helmets?
It looks fun. Yeah, they wear all pads.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep. And,
I enjoy fencing.
Yeah?
I like watching fencing. Yeah, it's...
En garde. So this is going on at the Valley Community Center in West Des Moines, along with the Comic Book Icon, which is also going on this weekend. So it's there. It's being hosted by that.
Prepare to die.
Yeah.
My name is, what is it? From, anyway. I'm sorry. I was thinking about Princess Bride.
Oh.
It's a great movie.
Never saw it.
Really? I really do enjoy it, but I tell my wife that it's a chick flick. And it's really funny. Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about a princess and a prince, and it's pretty cool. Yeah. And an evil king. Evil.
I'm sure it's in my future.
You killed my father. Now prepare to die.
Is that Dracula?
No, it's
Arnold.
No, it's the guy that, it's the good guy.
Sounded like Dracula.
Yeah, it could have been.
Also in Ames this week, next week, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Basketball.
Basketball, Jones.
Iowa State takes on Southern Miss.
Hate them.
Yeah?
First of all, they're from Mississippi. That's enough. That's all you need to know. Hate them.
Is that the first word you learn how to spell?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was one of those.
Everybody's first.
Everybody.
So close to first.
Yeah. And how you remember how to spell it. Took me longer to learn how to spell Illinois than it did Mississippi.
I still don't know how to spell Illinois.
I-L.
Yeah. Also this week at Civic Center, Tuesday, Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
Oh, nice.
We got all that stuff coming. All the holiday cheer.
Yes, yes. And soon there's a radio station in Des Moines that will flip over and play nothing but Christmas music.
Has that started yet?
I know. Thank God.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh.
I have a friend that even their doorbell, when you ring it.
Yeah. Has Christmas music.
Yes, it's awesome.
All year long, too.
Yeah, sometimes they don't change it.
Right, it's just all year long. Uh-huh. And I refuse to change it because then I have to mess with it. So it's just all year long, 4th of July. Yeah, it's Christmas music.
It's great. All right, Thursday. More holiday cheer. Historic Valley Junction kicks off holiday season with Mingle and Jingle in the Junction.
Mingle, Jingle in the Junction. That's fun.
Stop by and meet Valley Junction merchants. Pick up your holiday shopping passport.
Oh.
And Mingle and Jingle.
And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to the historic Valley Junction and you're looking for something really cool and really something that people will stay with forever and they will thank you every time they pick it up, go to the Quill and Nib.
Yeah.
Oh. It is the finest pen and ink store
I've heard of this.
Ever.
Yep.
Yeah. And Beers is Mr. Beers owns that. He's a cantankerous kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But man, I mean the quality writing instruments that they have there, and you can I mean they make perfect gifts. And I'm not shilling for Mr. Beers, other than the fact that I just love the place. And if you're looking for writing paper and diaries and all kind, I mean, it's just fabulous. Huh. First class.
I kind of want to check it out now.
Quill and Nib. Historic.
You know, I'm a writing utensil snob.
Oh, well, then you got to go.
I can't just use the standard Bic anymore. I can't do
it. No. No.
I got to have the certain thing.
Yeah. And you know, what's really interesting.
Check that out.
Yeah, you
like,
got to go.
How much are the stuff? Is it pricey?
Well, you can get,
you
know,
what you pay for, I guess.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. Hmm. I mean, the pen I have on me right now came from there, but it's a rollerball, you know, and you can get all of your refills there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fabulous. Fabulous. I'm telling you.
Hmm.
Two refills, $13, but the refills are made in Germany, and they work like a charm. Quill and Nib, ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm. Might be something.
You got to go. I'm telling you.
I might be going.
Hint, hint, Santa.
Speaking of Santa, he will be at the Mingle and the Jingle. Also. Well,
did you hear?
Caroline and whatnot.
Did you? We had a news story last week.
Yeah.
You were on vacation. So you didn't hear it.
I had my head in the sand.
Yeah.
I did.
Harrods Department Store in London.
Harrods?
Harrods Department Store in London. There's a famous high-end.
Like King Harrod?
Well, no. It's but it's a famous high-end department store.
Yeah.
Photographs with Santa and the kids.
Yeah.
You have to spend a minimum of $2,500 before you get the photo.
Sounds fair. Oh. What's the problem?
Jingle, jingle in the jungle, jungle.
$2,500, huh?
Yeah.
Well, $2,500 is not what it used to be.
Wish I had $2,500 right now, man. That'd be kind of cool. All right, is that it?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of stuff going on in the Metro this weekend into next week. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. That concludes another broadcast week. We appreciate you coming by and listening. And go out there and have some fun this weekend because you certainly do deserve it with all the silliness that goes on in the world. Take some time. Have some fun. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.